The 8th annual Ghost Walks will be hosted in Bentonville in the spirit of Halloween through the historical Bentonville Cemetery and the Peel Mansion. The mansion, according to Connie Hendricks-Kral, executive director of the Peel Compton Foundation, was built by Colonel Samuel West Peel in the year 1875.
Well, the Peel Mansion was actually built in 1875 by Colonel Samuel Peel, who was a colonel in the Confederate States of America, and settled his family and built the house that you see today. It's considered a prime example of what is known as the Italian villainate architectural style. He was also an Indian agent to the five civilized tribes in Oklahoma. His brother-in-law was governor of Arkansas, Governor James Berry, and he was a very active citizen in Bentonville at the time. He eventually became in poor health and moved out of the house, and it went through a series of different owners. And then in the late 80s, Walmart was considering building a super center. And they actually bought the acreage and the house and donated it to what would become the Peel House Foundation.
Since 2003, the enthusiastic Ghost Walks participants have been met by very special character artists at the Bentonville Cemetery who tell the stories of those who rest at historical grave sites, followed by a trip to the Peel Mansion.
One of the ways that we try to acquaint people with the history of not just Bentonville, but of the Ozarks, Northwest Arkansas, is through our 8th annual Ghost Walks. And it begins in the Bentonville Historical Cemetery, which is actually next to the Walmart corporate headquarters on Walton Boulevard. They're greeted by three, possibly four, grieving widows in black. The people that are there are divided into groups, and so, you know, it's staggered. And they're led to several different grave sites where they are told about the people that are resting there now. So it's quite a bit of history. Then after the last group, they all go over to Peel House, which is directly across the street. And this year they'll be greeted by someone who will be Mrs. Peel, Emmeline Peel, and she will be one of the leaders of the groups, and they'll be taking the upstairs, the downstairs. But the big highlight of the evening will be, backed by popular demand, the reenactment of the last public hanging in Benton County, which was 1876.
Ms. Hendricks-Kral does suggest that young children do not participate in the tour, as the Peel Mansion is rumored to be haunted. In fact, it is one of the 1,000 most haunted places in the United States.
There are people who have claimed to have seen Mrs. Peel or smelled her lavender perfume. There are people that have smelled Colonel Peel's cherry tobacco. And then they've also seen the young girl named Becky, who was a 7-year-old and was the daughter of a servant who died when she was young.
Ms. Hendricks-Kral has experienced some paranormal activities at the Peel Mansion herself, having smelled an odor that she couldn't explain. Her daughter claims to have been brushed on the staircase by the ghost of Becky. But apart from the thrill of a possible ghostly encounter, there are other attractions lined up too.
Well, I think it's a great evening if you have older kids. It's the food, the dinner will be delicious, I can assure you that, because it's the caterer that we use. It's a lot of fun, I think, to be able to go into a cemetery in October and have people in character telling you about the people that are there. And it's just really interesting to find out, you know, what the history of this region was. And the house this year is actually going to be not a whole lot, but it's actually going to be, we're going to have some Halloween decorations. For instance, we're going to have a black mourning wreath on the front door.
For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.